This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Be part of the solution. And you do that by getting informed, getting engaged, and doing something more than nothing. So I do appreciate the time you spend with me. I hope you're learning something. I hope you feel like, you know, you're not wasting your time when you're listening. And frankly, I'd have to question your sanity if you're listening, feel like you're wasting your time and tune in all the time. Anyway, there you go. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more happening, a lot more going on in the news than even we know about. Because, you know, you're not paying attention any more than I am at times. But you know, you heard about the debacle on the floor today, the House floor. Still have no Speaker of the House. So we've got a constitutional seat that's wide open. And, you know, we're getting reports now that McCarthy finally gave in. I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, seriously. No, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking to myself, well, should McCarthy hold? I mean, what should he do, really? Seriously. Well, Cori Bush tweeted, attacking Byron Donald. You know, think about it. The Byron Donald's a black man from Florida. But because he's a Republican, he has to be a white supremacist. Isn't that how they operate? They love the name-calling game. For a bunch of people who didn't, said he couldn't, you know, labels weren't it. It's just amazing. He's a white supremacy prop. They call him racist and pathetic. This is the side that believes in being kinder and gentler. This is the side that doesn't believe in calling names all the time, right? Squad member Republican-elect Cori Bush out of Montana was called out as a racist for calling Republican-rep-elect Byron Donalds from Florida. She called him a prop, especially after the GOP lawmakers nominated him to be Speaker of the House. The latest votes for the House Speaker included Donalds, actually two or three times in the votes. Hakeem Jeffries, what a nightmare he would be as leader. I don't know why they don't want a country or a representative republic. They want a dictatorship. They want socialism. It would make them very happy. Both being the first two black candidates nominated for top leadership of both parties. Bush denied that Donald's nomination was historic, insisting that Donald's as a Republican perpetuates white supremacy. You see how that works? There are so many. We have the first, right, we have the first female black lieutenant governor Nothing from the left. Not a word of congratulations. We have a male lieutenant governor. I think, is it from North Carolina? Right, again, nothing. Left gives him absolutely no recognition whatsoever. No, instead what they do is they call them white supremacist props. It's just amazing, right? Despite being black, he supports a policy agenda intended on upholding and perpetuating white supremacy, according to Cori Bush. Right? He's not progressive. No, of course he's not. He's a Republican. He's in the reality. We should, you know, we should rename these, relabel these things, right? You've got, we've got progressives and realists. What do you think? You know, I love it. And yes, I agree with the chat room. You know what? I agree with you. I'm glad that McCarthy didn't, even if there's been a deal made, I'm glad he didn't just walk into this. I'm glad they didn't just hand this to him. Because that would have, well, that would have done what we've always said. You know, there is a hierarchy there. They follow doing things a certain way. Donald responded to Bush's tweet saying that no one asked for her opinion. Good for him. Right? For what it's worth. He goes on to tell him, for what it's worth, nobody asked for Cori Bush for her opinion on the matter. Before you judge my agenda, let's have a debate over the policies and the outcomes. Until then, don't be a crab in a barrel. I don't know what that means, but I like it. Bush's tweet received an intense backlash as an example of racism, considering Donald as a prop. Right, because he's a black conservative man that couldn't possibly have his own thoughts, couldn't possibly want to do things his own way. God forbid. Bush tweeted, this is racism. I mean, point blank. And you got people on the left side that are calling her a racist, which I think is great. Washington Examiner columnist Tim Carey wrote, remember, when a Democrat pretends something about race, they simply mean it's about party. It's true. Democrat politician calling someone racist should never, ever again carry any weight with honest observation. Right? And again, when you look at all of this, you're so easy to nail. Just so easy. Because they haven't changed their game in forever. Joe Messina, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. Don't go far. Dan Pilla joins me. He's got a lot to talk about.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way that we win. It's the only way we come out on top. This is why I tell you, I bring on the experts because I don't have a clue. You listen to me, I guarantee you I will get you in trouble. No question about it. That's why I bring on guys like Dan Pilla, the tax man. That's what I call him, is the tax man. He's the only guy that I would go to, that I would turn to, I would ask you to turn to. To make sure you got an honest opinion, an honest answer. I don't know some of these other guys, but I say this all the time, and Dan knows. I'm real about this and saying his commercials don't scare the crud out of you. They're not made to make you feel like, oh my God, if I don't move on this right now, if I don't call Dan at midnight on Tuesday, that's it, it's over. They're gonna come get my house, my dog, my kids. Well, that might not be too bad, but seriously. There's always a solution, isn't there, Dan?
There's always a solution, Joe. I don't care what kind of a tax problem you have. There's always a way to solve it.
Yep. Yeah, really. So before we get rolling here, first and foremost, why don't you tell people about Tax Help Online, how they can get a consultation with you, that kind of thing, and then we'll hit some of this other stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. My website, taxhelponline.com. I am a tax litigation specialist, meaning I help people with tax problems. We do tax return preparation, Joe, but it's only remedial. Our primary focus is litigation issues, audit defense, collection defense, negotiated resolutions to tax delinquency problems. And so if you've got liens or levies or audits, appeals, any of that sort of thing, you're facing tax debts that you owe and can't pay, then we can help you. That's exactly what we do. And you go to my website, taxhelponline.com. If you buy any book off my website at any price point, we've got them as low as $20 and as high as about $60 or $70. Any book off my website, Joe, you get a free 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me. So you get a chance to read your book. You call our office. You get on my appointment schedule, and I'll answer your questions that you have about your personal situation.
You know, I was with a guy the other day who was telling me about how he's always getting in trouble with the IRS, and he doesn't do this, and he forgets to do that. And I said, stop, just shut up, stop talking, because I don't understand any of this. You got to go to Tax Help Online. Go to Tax Help Online, grab a book. When you call the guy, tell him you're a friend of mine or that I know you. And he was truly, I mean, he went from that slumped over body look to sitting up straight and saying, really? I said, look, dude, I saw the IRS letters whenever I saw an IRS, before I met this guy. I mean, I didn't have to take prune juice, okay? I just was so petrified when I saw those letters. But I'm going to tell you something. You talk to him, you'll figure it out. It's not what they lead you to believe. It is like some of these commercials you hear where you truly hear that they're going to come and shut down your business. They took the money out of your bank account. What are you going to do now? I mean, Dan, before they take the money, right? They send you notices, don't they?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And as a matter of fact, Joe, that they can't touch a nickel's worth of your assets. They can't seize a postage stamp. They can't take a paper clip out of your desk drawer until they mail a letter called a final notice of intent to levy and notice of your right to a hearing. We call it a 30-day letter. It's a notice that says, look, here's what you owe. The string is out on our patience. We're sending you this letter. It's giving you 30 days to pay or else file an appeal. Now, if you submit an appeal, it's called a collection due process appeal. If you submit that appeal request within that 30-day window, Joe, that does three critical things for you, and the IRS doesn't want you to do any of the three of them. But here's what happens when you submit that appeal request. Number one is it stops collection in its tracks. It's like a legal injunction against the IRS from proceeding with any collection action. As I said, they can't seize a paperclip once you file that appeal, number one. Number two, the case is taken out of the hands of the collection function, all right? The tax collectors no longer have the case. Now the case goes to the IRS appeals office, and the written job description of the appeals office is to negotiate a settlement with the taxpayer. So you're now dealing with the people who not only want to make a deal, but are required by law to consider your options. And that brings us to the third thing. You have the right to present what are called collection alternatives to the appeals office. In other words, the IRS says the string is out, we want our money, we're going to levy. You say, well, wait a minute, no, there's got to be a better way here. Maybe an installment agreement, maybe some penalty relief, maybe an offer in compromise, maybe this. Any number of alternatives in the appeals office has to consider your collection alternatives that you present and that you provide evidence to support. And then really there's a fourth thing, Joe. If you can't come to terms with the appeals office, you've got the right to judicial review of their decision. So you can actually take the IRS to court, U.S. tax court, before they have a right, again, to seize so much as a postage stamp from you.
Yeah, that is so, it's kind of how you and I met, but it's a scary place to be when you're going through all this. Now, the one thing that I noticed with them is that when they would ask you for something, they always give you, like, what, 10 days to respond, right? I need the receipts for this, I need this, I want it by such and such a date. When you send them what they want, you never hear anything from them, sometimes for a month, 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, again, it's I need stuff within 10 days. It's like you can push back on that, can you not?
Yeah, absolutely it can. Particularly when you're dealing with an audit situation. You're dealing with a tax auditor, Joe, that says, you know, we've got your tax return under audit, and we're looking at your business expenses, and you've got these claims here for mileage and home office and advertising and whatever they are, and we demand that you get your records together and send them to us within 15 days. Well, first of all, there's no law in the books anyplace that says that they can give you some arbitrary deadline, and there's no law that says that there is a deadline of X number of days that you have to respond to their request. In fact, the law is quite the opposite. It says that you have the right to meet with the IRS and to provide information at a mutually convenient time. All right. Now you can't deliberately drag your feet and say, "Well, I'll get it to you when I feel like it." You know, it will come June. I won't be both so busy, and you know, so give me 6 months. That's not going to work. But neither is a 15-day deadline to produce information that might be 2 or 3 or 4 years old. Neither is that reasonable. So 30 to 45 days to respond to these guys is pretty typical and pretty reasonable. But again, you got to push back to get it to make it happen.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny the intimidation. It is about being fearful, and nobody wants to push the IRS because the mindset is I don't want to tee this guy off because then he'll shut down all my options. They really don't have that kind of power, right?
Yeah, no, they don't have that power at all, particularly, Joe, when we're dealing with tax auditors. You know, people think the tax auditor can put them in jail. Well, they can't do that. People think the tax auditor can lien, levy, and seize assets. No, they can't do that. People think the tax auditor can send you to take that bill. They can't even do that, Joe. And when we come back, I'll tell you what they can do.
We'll do more of this on the other side of the break. I'm getting questions as you're talking. So we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Don't get in trouble with the new year. You know, it's tax time. And some of you haven't even started. Be back in a few minutes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Into the night for the House, after three more rounds this afternoon, couldn't solve the Speaker's stalemate. Kevin McCarthy is getting the most Republican votes, but still short of the 218 needed. Former President Donald Trump weighing in says House Republicans need to get the vote for Speaker over with. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said the GOP House members opposing McCarthy's bid for House Speaker are playing a, quote, dangerous game. President Biden says he has spoken with the parents of Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin at length. The bills say Hamlin remains in the intensive care unit in critical condition with signs of improvement in his health. Hamlin was injured during a football game Monday night. Stars from the Marvel Cinematic Universe are sending their best wishes to Jeremy Renner. The actor was recently injured after a plow ran over him while he was attempting to help a stranded family member stuck in the snow. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, okay? TaxHelpOnline.com, TaxHelpOnline.com. So the place you need to go to find out. If you've got tax questions, you know, some of you, don't wait to get the letter. If you've got a question in your head that you think, oh, my God, I think I'm going to screw up here, I think this is wrong, or I think that's wrong, and you're not quite sure that your CPA is giving you the right information, because a lot of us, I've done it in the past, I had the same person 25 years, and I wouldn't give her up for anything. For the most part, she saved me money over the years. You know, and but you know sometimes when something doesn't feel right. So if you go to Tax Help Online, TaxHelpOnline.com, Dan Pillow's there, grab a book. Get 15 minutes with him. Get your questions lined up. Don't be going, when you get him on the phone. You get 15 minutes. Get him on there and make sure that you're out in front of this instead of having to sweat it later on. Dan Pillow, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time, man.
It's always my pleasure, Joe. Thanks.
All right, so some of the quick questions I've been getting from people is, they hear horror stories about the IRS taking their money, they didn't know it, or they didn't open that last letter, or what have you. How hard is it to get that money back?
Well, it depends on the situation, Joel. First of all, you have a right to make a claim for refund if you've paid taxes that you don't owe. You've got either 3 years from the date the return is filed or 2 years from the date the money was paid, whichever is later, all right, in which to make a claim. So if the IRS has taken money from you, turns out you don't owe the money, then you got to give careful consideration to that claim for refund. If the claim for refund is legitimate, if you can demonstrate that you didn't owe the money they took, you'll get it back. There's no doubt, and you'll get it back with interest.
Really? With interest from the IRS?
Well, yeah, they have to pay. If they're holding your money, Joe, if they're holding your money and they don't have a right to the money, in other words, it's not a legitimate tax, they have to give it back with interest. Now, not surprisingly, the interest they pay is a point lower than the interest you have to pay them if you owe them money. But nevertheless, you get interest from them.
Wow. But for the most part, if you ignore the letter, they nail the money, which gets your, you know, you stick that card in the ATM machine, you get nothing out, you know something's wrong. And then you jump on this. And to your point, you know, maybe it's just somebody who screwed up on their taxes. They're just afraid. They don't want to do anything about it, hoping it'll go away. I mean, is it 30 days, 45 days, 60 days before they get their money back in there?
Well, no, it's going to be longer than that because it's a processing issue. And the IRS today, these days, the IRS is so backlogged with processing claims that it'll take, you know, it'll take 8-10 months, maybe more, to get the money back. But you will get it back. But you know, let's back up to your observation about somebody that actually owes money. If you actually owe money to the IRS and they take, let's say you owe the IRS 10 grand and they take six. Well, you're probably not getting that money back. Now, it's humanly, depending on how they took it, it's humanly possible to get it back, but you got to establish a financial hardship that was created by taking the money in the first place, and then the refund is you know, it's likely only going to be partial. What you have to do, Joe, and this is what I try to tell people, you know, you tell people get in front of it, and you use those words, and you couldn't be more correct about the approach that has to be taken. The fact of the matter is, if you stay out in front of this and respond to the notices as they come in, you will never get yourself into a situation where they're levying money from you. It just doesn't have to come to that. Right. And the thing that the weapon that we have, the tool that we have, that's so potent in leveling the playing field is this collection due process appeal right that I talked about just a few minutes ago. And you have that right at your disposal. When you get that final notice letter, you respond properly and on time. I'm telling you, you'll control the situation, not the other way around.
Yeah, that's where you want to be. One person says here, well, what if you don't owe any money and you don't file on time, or you file on time, or, you know, if you don't owe them any money, are they a little more lenient in waiting for you to file?
Well, not exactly. First of all, if you don't owe them money, there are really no penalties for failure to file a tax return, because the penalties for failure to file and failure to pay, for that matter, are based on the amount of the liability. So let's say, for example, you're a wage earner, you had $10,000 worth of wage withholding, and you say to yourself, well, the IRS owes me money because I know that I had a bunch of wage withholding, so I'll just take my time on the tax return. And that happens an awful lot, because here's what the problem is. If the IRS owes you money and you don't file your tax return on time, you lose your right to a refund or a credit. They won't give you the cash back, and they won't apply the money to another tax year if you file that return more than 3 years late. So what happens is people fall asleep. You know, and I can't tell you how many times I've seen this, where people are owed thousands and thousands of dollars in refunds, and they just keep going year after year without filing, thinking, ah, it's no big deal. They owe me money. I'll file a return when I get around to it. Well, they don't owe you money forever. If you miss that filing deadline by more than 3 years, you forfeit the refund, or not only the refund, but the credit. So it's a mistake to not file the return, even though you don't owe money.
Wow. Oh, my God. This is great. Here's one for you. 87,000 employees. And we've talked about this a half a dozen times. And you're hearing from these Republicans is, we need to get to work to keep the IRS from hiring these 87,000 agents. First of all, the law's already passed. It's already done. Can they really do anything to keep them from hiring thousands of agents, number one? Number two, as you've and I know you've already explained this two or three times, but apparently some people aren't getting it, so explain it again. They're not hiring 87,000 agents in May of 2023, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. First of all, two things with the agents. First of all, the IRS was given an allowance, Joe, of $80 billion, and that's spread over 10 years. So $8 billion a year over 10 years, for every year for 10 years, in addition to their normal appropriation. So in 2023, for example, the IRS's normal appropriation will be about $14.5 billion. Add 8 to that, gets you to about $22.5 billion is their appropriation. All right? With that new money, they plan to hire, just roughly in round numbers, 15,000 new IRS agents. also the 87,000 new employees is also spread over the 10 years, not in neat round numbers, but it is spread over the 10 years. So they're not hiring 87,000 people by May, even assuming they could do that, which they couldn't. They're not doing that, all right? That's, all of this is spread over 10 years. That's number one. Number two, you're exactly right. The law is already passed. Appropriations already, you know, it's already fixed. Now, could a Republican Congress, all right, the House of Representatives is where bills with respect to revenue must originate. Is it possible for the House of Representatives over the next 2 years to pass a bill that refuses to appropriate the additional revenue to the IRS? Well, they could do that, I suppose. And then the Senate, which Democrat-controlled Senate, would take the position that they're in violation of the law. It's already on the books. The Senate would pass their own version. And, you know, we got a Democrat president, remember, who can veto any bill. And so, you know, there's
No, you and I are honest about this stuff. This is ridiculous because you're exactly right. You know, they need the other side. They need the Senate and they need the president to come through on this, they don't think.
Yeah, exactly. And the chances of that. Well, look, what are the chances of any appropriation legislation being unraveled? I'll tell you, it's really nothing but a talking point.
You have to have a spine to be willing to go in there and unravel it, okay? And I think after the last 2 days, I haven't seen a spine on that floor yet, except for Bobit and those people, right?
Let's look at it this way. When Trump was president of the United States, he had the House and the Senate, promised to repeal Obamacare, and never got close, never even got close. As much as the Republicans campaigned on repealing Obamacare, it did not come close.
Now, but wait a minute. You remember when they weren't, when they didn't have full control, they passed it a half a dozen times, right? What was it, 62 times they voted on repealing Obamacare because they knew they were going to lose. And they knew that Obama's president would never allow it to go through. So it, a lot of guts, right? We've got to go for a break.
Yeah.
Be back in a few minutes. You get my Italian blood up. We'll be right back.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I just had a weird trouble. We're talking about the mafia. Dan Tiller joins me. Z-Tax, Dan, find us at taxhelponline.com. Taxhelponline.com. Dan, you know, maybe we should hand the IRS over to the mafia. And I am sure that people will get their taxes in on time. The forms will be filled out properly. I'm sure people would even overpay their taxes, don't you think?
My dad published bumper stickers in his life, along with his freedom calendar. And one of the bumper stickers he had, one of his bestsellers, said, "Stop organized crime, abolish the IRS."
I remember seeing that. That's crazy.
But as far as he was concerned, they already were organized crime. They already were the mafia.
No, it's
in fact, he would argue to you that it was easier doing business with the mafia because you always knew what the rules were.
You know
the
what?
IRS changing the rules. The IRS is changing the rules once a month, Joe.
No, but I'm not glorifying them by any stretch, and people who listen to the show know I never do, but he is right. You know what the rules are. You know what the expectations are. You follow the rules. You follow the expectations. You keep your mouth shut, and everything is wonderful.
Yeah, it's perfect. What could go wrong? Yep.
Yeah, so.
Yep, exactly right.
It's just, anyway, okay, let me get my head back into this. again.
Yeah, so, let's present them on. Yeah,
one of the questions, let's see. Oh, the IRS recently, I don't know if they froze it or decided not to do it right now, is the reporting of transfers of over $600. But some of us were under the impression that was money you either put in the bank or you transferred from one account to the other, what have you. But the transfers seem to be for like PayPal type of things. Anytime you transfer money from PayPal to your personal account or business account, they want a record of that.
Well, first of all, there's two different things we're talking about here.
Okay.
So there was a proposal two years ago when the Biden administration first took office to require bank account reporting. So banks reporting on accounts that had net transactions, Joe, net transactions of $600 or more per year. So if you put $300 in your bank and you pull $300 out, then you've got net transactions of $600, right?
Wow.
And so every bank account in the country would be reported to the IRS, and they'd have all this. And you know, was it even the information that could be assimilated and used? Who knows? And they were arguing that it was only that they were going after the rich people with this tool. Well, rich people, come on, $600 of net transactions in your bank account is ridiculous. Well, then they changed it to $10,000 when it came under so much heat. They changed it to $10,000, which was equally ridiculous because a person who's on minimum wage, Joe, is still going to have net transactions in their bank account in excess of $10,000, right?
Yep.
Remember, we're talking about in-and-out transactions here. And so finally they abandoned it. It came under so much fire. I wrote a number of articles that were published on National Review about the insanity of this thing. And so finally they abandoned it and it went away. But now we're talking about $600 of transactions in third-party internet payer services. People like PayPal and Square and these other businesses that clear
credit card services in essence, correct?
Well, but the credit cards have the credit card thing has been in place for years, Joe. Credit card companies have been responsible to report to the IRS net credit card payments to vendors to businesses of $600 for a while. I'll bet that's been in the law for 10 years or more.
Wow.
So the new one was with these third party payers. These third-party payment clearing houses like Square and PayPal that would handle these transactions. So that's the new thing. Listen, there is a string of laws on the books longer than your arm, Joe, that require third-party reporting. This is one of the biggest elements of the spying aspect of the Internal Revenue Service. Let me put this in perspective for you. This tax filing season coming up here in the next 2 to 3.5 months, there's going to be roughly 160 million individual tax returns filed. Forms 1040, 160 million. That seems like a lot, right? But that's the number of working families basically in America, individuals and families. There's going to be about 3.5 billion information returns, W-2s, 1099s, all this third-party information.
Wow.
So that's, Joe, that's 10, that's 5 pieces of paper for every man, woman, and child in America that's flooding into the Internal Revenue Service, and this has been going on for decades. Every single year that goes by, the IRS presents Congress with a new list of information reporting requirements that they require, that they want Congress to pass into law, and Congress almost always does it.
I'm speechless. I'm amazed. You told me, how many words did you say that there were in the code? 4 million plus?
Yeah, there's over 4 million words in the tax code right now, yes. Now, for reference, Joe, in 2001, right, roughly 20 years ago, there was about 1.3 million words in the Internal Revenue Code. And for 20 years, we have been treated year after year after year with tax simplification. And now the tax code is so simple, it's 4 times the size it was before they started simplifying it.
My God. You know, you have people out there, because I've helped people set things up, and like, let's just go to PayPal for a second. A lot of people buy and sell off of PayPal. It's a bit of a side business, right? You know, or you get rid of old stuff you got around the house. And What you're telling me, and they put it on hold for whatever reason until 2024. So what you're telling me, starting in 2024, in essence, if you're selling stuff from your home, you're doing an online yard sale, if you would, that these guys are going to report, once you hit that $600 mark, these guys are going to be reporting to the IRS that you're moving this much cash around.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And the IRS is going to get this 1099 from PayPal or whoever, let's just say it's $1,500. And the IRS is going to use it to electronic systems. All right, it's called an information returns program that compares every information return, the W-2s, 1099s, with the tax return with your Social Security number on it. So if they got an information return that says you got $1,500 from PayPal and it doesn't show up on your tax return, guess what? They're going to send you a bill. And the burden of proof is going to be on the taxpayer to show that, no, that's not income. That's garage sale revenue. Now garage sale revenue might be taxable, but let's say you've got a vacuum cleaner, you sell at your garage sale for $1,500. Well, you paid $3,000 for the vacuum cleaner, right? Paid $3,000 for it, so that's your basis in the asset. You sell it for $1,500. You didn't have $1,500 of taxable income. You actually had a $1,500 loss. Now, you don't get to write the loss off for certain reasons, but the fact of the matter is you don't have taxable income. But, Joe, it's going to be your responsibility to prove what you sold and what your basis was in the items that you sold in order to avoid the tax on the $1,500 from PayPal.
So I got a good one for you, all right? And I had to fight these franchise tax people on this like 10 years ago, and I lost, but I fought them anyway. But what it was about was apparently in the state of California – if you sell on Amazon and or eBay, you have to charge sales tax. They don't care, to your point. I buy a vacuum for $1,000. I pay sales tax on it, right? When I go resell it at $500 because I've used it for 2 years, they want me to collect, or eBay now, to collect sales tax on that $500 sale.
Amazing. even though you're not a commercial seller and you're selling used goods.
No. I see it. It comes up on my personal account at PayPal. Like, you can't do this. They go, oh, yeah, it's required by California.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So they should be flush with dollars, Dan.
You'd think. and Joe, the state of Minnesota is flush with dollars. We got an $18 billion budget surplus in this state. And now, as a result of the last election, we have a one-party government here. The governor's a Democrat. The state house is controlled by Democrats. And the state senate's controlled by Democrats. And do you think they're going to give any of that money back to the people of the state of Minnesota that are bleeding from the ears? The debate in the legislature right now, and they just got sworn in today, and they're already talking about all the different ways to spend the money.
Yeah, well, I will give you a quick tale of woe for California. So Governor Nuisance was bailed out by Joey B. We were $188 billion in the hole when Joe Biden took office. All of a sudden, we're flush with cash because Joe Biden paid that debt off for Gavin Newsom in federal grants and aid and that kind of stuff. Now, that's 2 years ago, right? Coming up on 3 years, but two solid years ago. We are now $28 billion in the hole.
Man.
So,
it's just astonishing.
And they want us to trust these people with money. They want us to trust these people with our future. It is astonishing. All right, look, we're running out of time. Tell people how to get a hold of you, how to get some of your sage advice here.
Yeah, again, go to taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. Buy any book off my website at any price point. You get a free 15-minute consultation directly and personally with me.
And, people, he's upgraded the website. It's easy to maneuver. It's clean, sleek-looking. A lot of good information on there as well. God bless, Dan. I appreciate what you do in your life and in your work. Be back in a few minutes,
Joe,
people.
God bless you.
Yep, don't go far, people. I got a lot more coming up after the break. You're stuck with me for an hour.